You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison emerged from a National Cabinet meeting feeling optimistic.
During a week of what I'd describe was increased hope. This was a week of hope where we're able to speak of the progress being made on vaccines. A week of hope where we've seen the instances of cases in Victoria turn the corner and head in the right direction again.
But that optimism may not be shared by those who have lost faith and loved ones in aged care. When asked by Labor frontbencher Katie Gallagher, Aged Care Minister Richard Colbeck was unable to say how many elderly Australians have died due to COVID-19.
Minister, how many residents of aged care facilities funded and regulated by the Australian government have passed away from COVID-19?
I'll just have to look up my latest report, Chair. That might take me a moment.
Could an official help if Minister's not able to?
258 Australians have died in aged care due to COVID. Senator Gallagher also asked if he knew how many aged care residents have contracted the virus. Minister Colbeck, again, unable to answer.
You don't know how many people have passed away. You're now telling me you don't know how many people have the infection.
Chair,
you're the Minister for Aged Care. There's a
I'm looking for the report on my IT system.
But it's not front of mind for you as Minister for Aged Care? I mean, the numbers? I mean, they're pretty important details as we're going through this pandemic.
St Basil's Homes for the Aged in Melbourne had one of the largest COVID-19 outbreaks in Australia. There have been 193 cases of coronavirus linked to that centre alone and 31 resident deaths. John Atsarakis's mother passed away last month. He was disheartened to hear the minister fumble his way through questioning.
Many people, it'll show lack of interest. He didn't know how many people died. He got assistance. He didn't know how many people were infected in the aged care homes. He didn't know how many lives, fatalities were lost, and that's his seat, that's his position, that's his job.
Mr Morrison says he stands by his colleague.
I do have confidence. Look, what's necessary is the actions that he has taken, and I'm sure the minister regrets not being able to call those figures to mind. On occasion, I can't call every figure to mind. So I think it's important to play the issue, not the man here, in this particular case.
The Federal Acting Chief Medical Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, also defended the government's response to the outbreak of coronavirus in aged care.
It certainly was unprecedented. Could we have foreseen that? That's a matter of debate. But the issue is that this was an enormous thing that happened within hours. Within hours, in a setting where there had been delay, as has been well talked about in the public domain, about testing results being notified to the Commonwealth.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Pablo Vinales, SBS News.